Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Draw near. Introduction. A life of prayer and fasting. June 1st through 26th, 2026. An active life of prayer, joined with the discipline of fasting, is essential to the spiritual vitality of every believer. Prayer is more than a religious habit. It is a living conversation with God, the means by which the believer draws near to Him in dependence, trust, and worship. Through prayer, the heart is shaped, the mind is renewed, and the will is aligned with God's purposes. Fasting, though often neglected, deepens this communion. It is a physical expression of spiritual hunger, a voluntary setting aside of earthly comforts in order to seek God with greater focus and humility. Together, prayer and fasting form a rhythm of nearness to God that strengthens faith and cultivates spiritual clarity. The theme, draw near. A life of prayer and fasting is designed to renew in believers a passion for consistent, meaningful prayer and a clear understanding of biblical fasting. In a distracted and anxious age, many Christians struggle to maintain a steady prayer life or to see fasting as relevant. This section of the curriculum seeks to address both concerns by grounding these practices in Scripture and by presenting them as accessible, life-giving disciplines. The goal is not to add a burden, but to invite believers into a deeper relationship with God, one marked by intimacy, trust, and spiritual power. Each week explores a key aspect of this life of nearness. Week 1, Private Prayer, Powerful Connection, Matthew 6:6, emphasizes the importance of personal, hidden prayer as the foundation of a genuine relationship with God. Week 2, Prayer Over Panic, Psalm 55:22, calls believers to bring their anxieties to the Lord, trusting Him to sustain and care for them. Week 3, Fasting for Freedom, Matthew 6:17 through 18, introduces fasting as a quiet, sincere act of devotion that loosens the grip of worldly distractions. Finally, Week 4, Prayer That Moves Heaven, James 5:16, highlights the power of righteous, faithful prayer to bring real change according to God's will. Private Prayer, Powerful Connection, Monday, June 1st, 2026. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:6. Late one night, an amateur radio operator sat at his desk with headphones on, slowly turning the dial on his transceiver. Static filled the air. Voices drifted in and out, broken and unclear. Then, suddenly, a signal locked into place. Though separated by thousands of miles, two strangers began to speak with surprising clarity, as if they were sitting across from one another. The difference was not greater power or better equipment, but the careful work of finding the right frequency and removing the surrounding noise. Prayer often feels much the same. Our lives are filled with noise, busy schedules, constant notifications, responsibilities, and distractions that compete for our attention. Even when we pause to pray, our thoughts wander, our focus weakens, and our hearts can feel distant from God. Many believers understand the importance of prayer, yet struggle to experience it as a deep and life-giving connection. Matthew 6:6 speaks directly into this reality, inviting believers to step away from the noise and enter into a focused, private encounter with their Heavenly Father. The theme of this week, Private Prayer, Powerful Connection, reminds us that the most meaningful spiritual conversations often take place when no one else is listening. Jesus' instruction in Matthew 6:6 comes within. His teaching on genuine righteousness in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7. In Matthew 6:1 through 18, he exposes a common weakness in religious life, performing spiritual acts for the approval of others rather than for true devotion to God. He warns against praying to be seen by others, Matthew 6:5. The issue is not public prayer itself, which Scripture affirms, Acts 1:14, 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2, but the motive behind it. Prayer becomes weak when it is shaped by the desire for human recognition instead of a desire for communion with God. While this warning remains relevant, many believers today face an additional challenge. Prayer is often reduced to routine words, rushed moments, or last resort cries in times of trouble. Private spaces of prayer are neglected, even while outward expressions of faith continue. Jesus teaches that true spiritual strength does not come from visible activity, but from hidden fellowship with the Father. What is cultivated in secret shapes what is lived publicly. Jesus begins with the simple phrase, "But when you pray," Matthew 6:6, prayer is assumed to be a normal and regular part of a disciple's life. It is not optional, but essential. It reflects a posture of dependence on God and a recognition of our need for Him, Luke 18:1. He continues, "Go into your room and shut the door." This refers to a private space, a place set apart from distraction and from the attention of others. The instruction is not about location alone, but about intention. Prayer flourishes where there is focus, sincerity, and a willingness to be alone with God. This reflects the pattern of Jesus himself, who often withdrew to quiet places to pray, Mark 1:35. Jesus then says, "Pray to your Father who is in secret." Prayer is deeply relational. It is not a performance or a formula, but a conversation with a loving Father who knows and cares for His children, Matthew 6:8. The secret place is where honesty grows, where burdens are laid down, and where the believer learns to trust God more fully. Finally, Jesus promises, "Your Father who sees in secret will reward you." God is attentive to the prayers offered in quiet faith. His reward is not human praise, but His presence, peace, wisdom, and sustaining grace, Philippians 4:6 and 7. He delights in hearing His people and responding according to His will, Jeremiah 33:3. The image of the radio operator helps us understand this truth. Meaningful connection requires removing interference and tuning in carefully. Matthew 6:6 calls believers to develop this hidden life of prayer, not for display, but for real communion with God. This week, as you reflect on this passage, consider your own patterns of prayer. Are they shaped more by urgency and distraction, or by intentional time with the Lord? True power, the Christian life, is not found in what others see, but in what is cultivated in secret. When you step away from the noise, close the door, and speak honestly with your Father, you will find that private prayer truly is a powerful connection. One that clears the static of life and allows you to experience God with renewed clarity and peace. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read the verse aloud. Read Matthew 6:6 slowly, out loud, at least 3 times. Pay attention to each phrase. 2. Write the verse down. Write Matthew 6:6 in your own handwriting. As you write, say each word quietly to yourself. Writing helps strengthen memory and slows you down so you can notice details you might otherwise miss. 3. Reflect on the meaning. Consider the following questions. What does Jesus assume about prayer in this verse? Why does He emphasize going into a private place and shutting the door? What does it mean that God sees in secret? 4. Strategy. Set a clear and realistic goal for memorizing this verse. Will you aim to have it memorized by day 2 or day 3? When will you review it today morning, midday, evening? Write your goal here. 5. Pray the verse. Turn the verse into a personal prayer. Speak to God using the truth of Scripture. Sample prayer. Father, thank you for inviting me to come to you in prayer. Help me to step away from distractions and meet you in a quiet place. Teach me to seek you not for the attention of others, but for a real relationship with you. Remind me that you see me, you hear me, and you care about what I bring before you. Shape my heart to desire time with you in secret, and let that time strengthen my faith and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.